tweet at Today SOR.
I see Harry McGee tweeting. He's the political correspondent of the Irish Times. Five things that might happen after Brexit: recession, retaliation, rethink, referendum, re-entry. Paddy O'Gowan is with me now. Paddy, there are changes that we're going to talk about in a few minutes about how supplementary welfare, that's a discretionary payment, how it's to be paid. But before that, you want to tell us about something that you saw, or at least that you became familiar with yesterday, a violent incident that happened in a welfare office that you were visiting.
Yes, that's right, Sean. Yesterday morning, I stood outside the social welfare office, which is called the Bishop Square office, which is off Angel Street in the south city centre of Dublin. And it's a very, very busy one now. They've closed down the one on the Liberties and so on. And I'm standing outside talking to people about these changes, but people came out and they said, Paddy, did you not see what happened in there? I said, no, what happened? And what happened is this. Okay, you go in, sitting on the right is where the community welfare officers sit. I think there's four different offices there. And you'd sit outside like a doctor's waiting room. Then your number that you've taken comes up and you go in and it's a private meeting. But people were sitting outside when they heard the smashing of glass and shouting, and an angry man emerged, walked out and left, leaving shocked staff in there. And there was glass being swept up, the door was closed, and there was delays, as you can imagine. There was one welfare officer left, and I understand she was given the rest of the day off. And I've asked the Department of Social Welfare about it, and they said they confirmed that an incident took place at the Bishop Square Intrail Centre. Gardaí were contacted and responded, and they said they won't comment anymore on it, other than to confirm that there are staff and customers were not physically injured during the event. But certainly, it's very shocking.
How rare is that kind of incident?
Well, it's interesting. I got some figures on it. That last, in 2018, there were 402, this is the department's figures, 402 officially recorded offences against department staff in 2018, the majority of which were verbal abuse or threats. And the department say they work to have adequate supports for staff and clear procedures for dealing with those things. But I say, Sean, I'm in my fourth decade standing outside welfare offices now, and there often have been tense or sometimes violent incidents, and even though there's better security now, and I think it's the whole discretionary nature of supplementary welfare lends itself to that. That if you go into a dole office, if you're on job seekers, it's the money, lads, it's the system, and that's it. If you go into a community welfare officer, there is a discretionary nature, and you hear people coming up and they've said to me, that's so-and-so in there, and you know, whatever, mm-hmm. and sometimes very angry. So I think it's the nature of the system.
Discretionary means sometimes you get it and
sometimes you don't. Yeah. It was the late Frank Klusky designed most of the system as a fail-safe system, but it does have
the
that
supplementary welfare system, as you say. What are people applying for then?
Right, it's a sort of parallel system of social welfare. It was the health boards ran it up until 2011, I think, and now it's run by the Department of Social Welfare. And it's for people who are maybe waiting on a payment for whatever reason. They could be waiting to be approved on job seekers. It could be back to school grants. There's emergency payments for funerals, exceptional heating bills. There was a time people always went for the light bill. It was what they always did. That's become less common. And rent supplements is a huge payment. So some payments are weekly. Others, times people turn up at the welfare office for what is an emergency, and they sit in the queue to see the officer. Friday, this morning, is generally emergency day in most community welfare offices. And what's changing now, I believe, that there's a sign up now in the Bishop Square one, saying from Monday the 4th of March, the walk-in system, there'll be no more seeing people without having an appointment. And you fill out an application form and you write down what it is you're applying for, and that's given in advance. I saw it in Kildare. I've seen it in Cork Street in Dublin. I've seen it now in Bishop Square.
So it's an evolving thing.
I think it's
an
evolving thing, but it seems to me it's happening everywhere now. And the department can't confirm that to me this morning. They're saying, well, they can't say that it's everywhere, but certainly it's taking over. It's the new way that it's being paid. As the day of the walk-in clinic appears to be ending. And so some people there think it's a good thing, and some people think that that's a bad thing. I'll start off here with them. These are some of the people I met coming out of the Bishop Square welfare office yesterday morning.
My washing machine broke down, and he sends an out a guy, and he says he'll come out to me Wednesday to fix it, have a look, and then I have to send back to Forms, and then he'll pay for it. Now, there's a call out charge for torture, which I didn't think there was, because I'm on a disability benefit.
It'll be fixed though, they'll pay for that, will they?
They pay for that, yeah. My cooker broke down, and they fixed that as well last year during the summer as well, so yeah.
And was there a call out charge on that?
No. No, right. No, it must be a new thing.
Any other things over the years?
Yeah, well, my mum died, they helped me with funeral costs. I think they pay you £2,000, yeah. So I found them very good, yeah.
From Monday the 5th of March, it becomes appointment only. Will that make a difference in your opinion, or what do you think?
I think it'd be a better system, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. because you're probably in and out as quick you know, instead of waiting there nearly for a while, do you know that kind of way?
Well, I got on all right this morning, but I just had to leave in a form for TO when I was released from prison. But next week now when I go in, I'm going to have to start making appointments, appointment only, so right. It's going to cause a lot of trouble in there with people not getting payments right. And also...
Can you not sign on for social welfare when you come out of prison? Or?
Yeah, I did sign on, but then they're saying to me, you'll have to wait and come back. That's still another week now. I have to go without no money, you know.
You got out of prison what day? How long?
The 11th of February. 10 days
now, 11 days. So how have you been living in the meantime?
Just off me. I live with my mum and my nanny, so they've been getting food and in the house, you know, so I can't even pay my nanny rent for staying there or that, so it's kind of hard at the minute, you know. Yeah. I'm away from drugs and all now, so everything is all right, and I just like kind of need a payment to pay my nanny, because there's money for staying in the house and cooking me meals and all.
And do you notice the TR, by the way, is a temporary release from prison? Yeah. I should have explained that. That's, that man is out. Like, presumably, he still has to sign on once a week or whatever that's called, temporary release, but he's effectively out now. But I think I always learn things. It's interesting that social welfare is paying for repairs now to a washing machine. It was about 5 years ago, Sean. I was at the Bray social welfare office, and I remember interviewing a man we broadcast on this programme. He says, look, he says, I'd love to pay to get my washing machine repaired, but they've given me a form to go and apply for a new washing machine. A working person will assess it and say, is it worth my while getting it repaired? A person on social welfare was given no choice but to go and get a new washing machine.
And that's changed now.
That has obviously changed from that woman is saying to me, whereas last year for her cooker she got it for free. Right. Now she has to pay a €30 call out charge, but they will.
The funeral grant is gone?
The funeral grant is officially gone from the 1st of January 2014, but under exceptional needs, I think it's still being paid. I'm finding that it's still being paid. Now, I can see why it's gone. I remember the various websites of the funeral homes. They would say, you can apply for a grant. So naturally, it was inflationary, advising people, which is very tough on working people, you know.
And also other...
Yeah, the communions. I remember it was on the 1st of January. Again, it was just these signs went up. And I remember reporting it on this programme in the beginning of January of 2013, that the communion grant is gone. And it was about 3 months later, social welfare confirmed that. So here's some more of the people I met at the Bishop Square office in Dublin yesterday who were applying for payments of supplementary welfare.
There's a couple ahead of me in the queue, so I just took my ticket. What happened was I was on stamps and they changed it from to going on to job seekers allowance. So as a result of that, there's a gap. Now, I was at fault. I'm not blaming anyone, the DSV. I was at fault. And I just to see the community welfare officer to get a check. The first time being unemployed in a long time. You know, unfortunately at the moment, I'm homeless as well. So I'm self-surfing. In the past, they used to have it in your local health centre. You'd go up and you'd see the reliever, like we call it, you know.
The relieving officer,
And I find the people in here a lot better than that.
It was a long queue, but at the end of the day, I met a lady, and after a good few questions, I sorted out what has to be sorted. But also, at the same time, when I read that the 4th of March by appointment, it's a bit shocking me. Just make me nervous how it works in the future. Like, I have to come here every Thursday as I needed money, so collect the check.
Why are you being paid here? Why are you not on job seekers pay?
I applied job seekers, but haven't proved yet. My application refused.
It's absolutely fine. Just got everything sorted. I was 4 weeks between jobs, but I had due to. Been the nature of my work, being a care worker while I waited for references to be checked and Garda clearance. So I'm coming in retrospectively looking to see if I could get some assistance.
I see.
And I was assisted.
She was very understanding. I was missing some part of my payment and she made up the difference. I was doing a 6 month training course, and when I came back and signed on, the payment went down, mixed up.
Ameno, please, sir, over the years, the kind of reasons you might have used that.
One time for a buggy with his baby, and during the recession, I had to go back and sign on. And yeah, no problem.
So, as you see, Sean, people actually often don't realise what they are entitled to. And that woman, the carer there, she's starting a new job on Monday, but she says it only occurred to her now. People said to her, do you know you should have got some money? And sure enough, she did get some yesterday.
Paddy, thanks, Nate, for that report, and our best wishes. And hopefully, that community welfare officer involved in what should have been, or probably was indeed, a very frightening incident has well recovered at this stage. Paddy, thanks for that. We talked to Willie O'Dea live in studio after the break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.